Lo hemos puesto dentro de una bolsa.
A group of first graders are listening intently as Pilar Sanchez goes through the list of steps for planting a lima bean.
¿Cómo se dice semilla en inglés?
Sí,
muy bien. Ponemos una semilla.
It's a typical lesson for an elementary school science class, except here at Theodore Potter Elementary School in Indianapolis.
So we do a lot of vocabulary in Spanish, and I only use Spanish mainly to teach the class because this is a Spanish immersion school. So the whole point of it is that the kids learn the Spanish through the subjects.
This is how dual language immersion programs work. During class, the teacher only speaks to students in the target language. Half of the students at Theodore Potter are native Spanish speakers, and the other half are native English speakers. So, to get all of the kids used to their foreign tongues, the school employs a two-way dual immersion. That means half of the classes are taught in Spanish and half are taught in English. The same classes are taught in the same language every day. Language arts is always in English, math is always in Spanish, and so forth. And this strategy is working. At Theodore Potter, almost 90% of kids are passing the I-STEP, compared to the rest of the district, which has a 50% passage rate. Nearly all of the school's Spanish-speaking teachers come from Spain through a visiting teacher program run through the State Department. Principal Tim Clevenger says foreign teachers are crucial for the native Spanish-speaking students.
If their native language is English and they've learned Spanish, they possibly could be fluent at a very high level, but if things get difficult and they need to explain things in four or five different ways, they may not be able to do that in the native language or the target language, but rely on their English.
But foreign teachers bring a huge hurdle in the form of red tape. Because of changes through the State Department this year, two of Clevenger's new hires from Spain are still waiting for their visas to go through.
So we, right now in kindergarten and third grade, we have substitute teachers in there, and we're supplementing the Spanish curriculum as best we can.
Until now, there hasn't been much need for teachers who can work in this type of environment. Theodore Potter is only one of six existing dual language immersion programs in the state. But five more programs will soon be added to that list. The legislature approved a new dual language immersion pilot this spring, awarding $500,000 to five schools to start new programs. Poston Road Elementary School in Martinsville is one of the schools that received a grant and will launch one dual language immersion kindergarten class in January. Superintendent Michelle Moore says her focus, now that the district has the money, is making a hire.
We're looking for someone that, if they're not a native speaker, ideally has taught in an immersion school or in an ELL program where they've worked in a bilingual teaching environment before.
Which will work for the program in Martinsville, since very few of the students in the program will be native Spanish speakers. Back in Pilar Sanchez's first grade class, it's obvious not every student is completely following the lesson on planting the lima bean.
I need help.
But because half of the students are native Spanish speakers, Sanchez stands back and watches as some of the kids explain to their neighbor what the assignment is.
I can tell who needs more help understanding, but, you know, they kind of learn through observation a lot and repeating. It's a lot of routines.
The dual language program at Theodore Potter has been established for 9 years, and students will continue learning this way through their elementary careers. As for the other schools that received grants, including Martinsville, most of them are starting the program in their kindergarten classrooms. They'll be eligible to reapply for funding to expand their programs once the initial grant money runs out. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Claire McInerney.